Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
If you just tuned in to the sound of your life, this is the OFM Business Hour with me, Oli Bocheng Motse. Tonight on the show for our Tech Thursday segment, we're talking about the importance of having a digital presence as a business with the team from Digital Platforms, which falls under the Central Media Group. I'm specifically speaking to DP Sales Manager Mitzi Nguyen. She will unpack the importance of having a website in your business's marketing strategy. And then Johanri Olifir, she's a digital marketing consultant at DP. She will unpack the A's and B's of marketing your website. Google AdWords. Words and all. Mitzi, tell us, why is it important for any business to have a website? And I guess elaborate on the benefits of having a website.
So a website gives your business credibility. If I can speak just from my own experience, if I had to view a business on social media and I look for their website, it kind of gives me the idea that are they legit or not? I'm not too sure. So it gives a business credibility. The chances are that your competitors are offering similar services to yours as well. So you also want to be amongst your competition and not have them ahead of you. And one way you can stand out like this is by having a website that looks good and clearly communicates information to your customers. It tells them who you are, where you are, what you do, without you having to keep your salespeople on the line hailing calls. Do you have this? What do you do? Your website does that for you. And if I can just mention Forbes magazine in March 2020, the first post that they put out was any business that doesn't have a website from now on in is really going to suffer because everyone's going digital. You need to go digital. And it's also a way of putting your business out there, especially for an online store. It's a lot more affordable than literally going to set up a store, paying for premises, fixtures and shop fitting. It serves the same purpose. You can just trade worldwide if you have a website as well.
Did you see a difference? This is just off of the top of your head in the number of clients that you guys had prior to COVID and post COVID, because some of the experts we've interviewed spoke of some kind of a digital boom, that suddenly everything was happening online because people couldn't physically go to their store of choice or whatever.
Yes, 100%. We did see, especially in 2020, I could honestly say was a very, very good year where most businesses, as you all know, closed or really, really suffered. We as a digital company boomed. So we were also able to bring many businesses to the forefront of becoming digital. They didn't know anything about it. We were able to educate them and help them and guide them, because it's also very important not just to have a basic website. You need to do it in the right format with the right developers. You've got to know who you're working with, because you can spend a lot of money and then the website won't be able to do everything you need it to do for you. So, but yes, we have many, many clients that have also stayed with us and added on for different services that we offer because their website did so much for them.
Johanri, what are the current trends that are in digital marketing, especially when it comes to driving traffic to someone's website?
Apart from social media, there's also a big rise in pay-per-click advertising, or Google advertising as it's more commonly known. Most organizations across the globe now consider digital advertising a priority, with Google AdWords being the most prominent pay-per-click channel, preferred by nearly all businesses because, as we like to say, if you Google, why wouldn't your clients?
You spoke of pay-per-click. What is pay-per-click advertising or Google AdWords? And why should businesses consider it as part of their digital marketing strategy rather?
Okay, so Google AdWords is a marketing strategy designed to drive traffic to your website, either from search engines or from other websites. And as the name states, the advertiser then only pays whenever a person clicks on the ad. So unlike your social media platforms or your other forms of digital advertising, you don't pay for ads to be shown. You only pay once a person clicks on that ad. AdWords work on a bidding system linked to targeted search keywords and phrases, and companies advertising on AdWords pay the quoted amount only when people click on the ad, like I said previously, and not when it's simply shown. So the traffic generated by Google AdWords is worth a lot more than the millions of casual internet surfers that are out there and who randomly just visit your website, because people who click on the ads are much more focused on what they are actually searching for, making such traffic a lot more valuable. Put it in the sense, so if you are a business and you had people actively looking for what service you offer, you would much rather want people who are intent on buying whatever you're selling rather than people who are just casually visiting or casually browsing and don't quite have the intent of purchasing your service or your product just yet. the same goes for clients who are actively searching on Google. If you're in an emergency situation and you need a plumber right now, the plumber's website that is going to show up on the top of your Google search is most likely the person that you are going to contact first. So pay-per-click is important because it shows results much faster than your organic campaigns that integrate search engine optimization or natural search, as it's commonly known. So if you do have a website online and it's built properly again on the right platforms, you have something that we call search engine optimization, which gives you organic rankings on Google. But with Google advertising booming the way it is at the moment, that's not enough. So you won't be guaranteed of showing up if someone searches for something in your line of business or product just by your organic search, your natural search. And that is why Google AdWords is so important, because we make sure that you show up as quickly as possible, as close to the top as possible of a Google search, because nobody goes to page two of Google ever.
That was part one of my conversation with Mitzi Noom and Johanri Olivier from DP on the importance of having a website for your business and, of course, effectively marketing that business online. Part two is still on its way, so stay tuned to the OFM Business Hour.
The Business Hour with Oli Bocheng on OFM, the sound of your life.
Thank you very much for joining me, Oli Bocheng, on the OFM Business Hour this Thursday evening. I'm talking about the importance of having a digital presence for your business with the sales manager at Digital Platforms, Mitzi Noom, and digital marketing consultant at DP, Johanri Olivier. Here is part two of our conversation.
By the right platforms, building your website on the right platforms, is it like on certain, I'm trying to understand, like on, is it WordPress? What do you mean by that?
So that would be having it listed on a proper domain, having it built on a platform such as WordPress, or having it developed custom, which is also something that we focus on here as well. Because if you look at other providers like your free listing websites or your website builder platforms, their ranking on Google isn't as great as you would have a website with a proper domain. So we always advise either building on a good platform like WordPress or having a custom site built and then having your own domain listing and not placing your website on a listing for free websites. But if you are going to go into Google AdWords or social media advertising, we always advise rather investing in a proper website because it's going to affect the performance of your ads as well.
So your organic search will automatically be better because it's the right platform, and then just adding money behind it just pushes it even higher.
Is Google AdWords only appropriate for big companies or brands?
No, this is a common misconception that we get quite a lot. Businesses of any size can utilize the benefits of pay-per-click. The only catch is that you have to have a good quality website. So the most important aspect of Google AdWords campaign is to find the right keywords and phrases that are relevant and targeted so that you make sure that your ads show up when people search for something relevant to your company. So if you are in the plumbing business, we'll make sure that your keywords and your key phrases that end up triggering your ads are relevant to your industry. And that is where we come in.
In closing, do businesses need to outsource digital marketing experts in putting a Google AdWords strategy in place? If so, why?
So Google have got great tools for you to do it yourself. And although you can do it yourself, we all know how much goes into managing a business or running a business. Marketing often gets moved aside and neglected. And unfortunately, any digital marketing campaign, be it on social media such as Facebook or Instagram or on Google, should get weekly, if not daily, attention to monitor the budget, the ad performance and the optimizations. And if you're focused on the important stuff of a business, the day-to-day running, then unfortunately you're not going to be able to give it the attention that it needs. That is why I would highly recommend outsourcing. If you're a business owner, then you can focus on what is important to get the business running, and a dedicated marketing team can focus on the marketing, making sure that your ads perform optimally and that you get the maximum out of your marketing spend. Because it's quite easy to waste money on digital marketing if you're not doing it properly. But luckily for everyone out there, we at Digital Platforms have a dedicated team who work with Google AdWords campaigns as well as Facebook advertising on a daily basis, ensuring that your marketing budget is spent efficiently and that your ad campaigns are doing what they're supposed to be doing and not wasting your money.
What would you say is the key to success for any business, taking into mind what we've just spoken about today?
Well, to sum it up, you need a website, no matter what your business is. No matter how small, how big, you need to be digitally present.
And that concludes my conversation with Mitie Noom and Johanri Olivier. They are sales manager and digital marketing consultant, respectively, at Digital Platforms, which falls under the Central Media Group. Now, if you want to re-listen to Mitie and Johanri's insights on the importance of having a digital presence, visit ofm.co.za, click on News, and then on Business to re-listen to my sit-down with them. Otherwise, go visit www.digitalplatforms.co.za and see what they can do for your business.
The Business Hour with Olibogeng on OFM, the sound of your life.